Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis, joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds after the Tigers went on the road at Vanderbilt and at Kentucky. A couple of tough losses for the Tigers, coach. Give us an evaluation of the team's play this past weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as a coach, right, you have those feelings going into the week of what's needed in order to be successful. And we spoke about this a little bit last week, spoke about it with the team, you know, being a tough hurdle week for us. And, you know, one obviously that could play into, you know, a little letdown from the past 7 days before that. And unfortunately, that held true. You know, we went into Vanderbilt and had to play indoors on quick, very close quartered courts. And really, you know, the theme really of the weekend was we had guys that just that didn't fully show up, you know. And in this league and at this point in the season, you can't have that if you want to be successful. And the hard thing is, you know, it's a little bit of different people each week or each match. You know, so that's something that we spoke about. And obviously when you're on the road, you have to even give more because you don't have those inherent, you know, home court advantages to help you push through when maybe you're not feeling your best or emotionally or mentally a little bit below that threshold. And that was really the difference of the weekend.
Billy Blades continues to play well for you, coach. We talked a little bit about Billy last week and how consistent he has been for you. However, when you go into a weekend and it's different guys and on different days, how do you handle that from a coaching perspective after the week with one match coming up this week for you?
I mean, it's hard, right? Because again, you don't have substitutes, right? You can't, you know, go 15 minutes into a match and be like, you know, like I'd rather have this guy in, you know, this, you know, player X isn't feeling it today or is a little bit off. So, you know, that's the greatest thing about tennis, right? Is you got to find a way. It's a one-on-one, you know, and that's what we told these guys. Like, you know, you speak about Billy, he's been an absolute warrior match in, match out, you know, and you can, as coaches, you can count on him showing up and you know what product he is going to bring. Unfortunately, you know, when you're playing six guys, and I would say at this point right now, maybe we're at about three, four, where you have a pretty good idea of what's going to show up. And it's not always tennis based, right? It's a lot of it's emotion. It's mental. It's how you're feeling in different shots. And, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta put that aside and you just got to make it like, you know, like I told the guys, you're in an octagon and you got to do whatever it takes to get out of that octagon, with a win.
All right. Let's talk about this week. One match this week, the Tigers will play Arkansas in the lone match this week. Let's talk about a week of training and how much of it this week is mental. How much of it is actual hitting the balls in practice for your squad at this point?
It's all mental and, you know, you can see the finish line, right? You have 3 weekends left of conference. So, that into the SEC tournament. So let's call it 4 weekends, but, you know, this is that pivotal point in the season and in our conference schedule where you're on the road at a tough place to play in Arkansas, very tough, especially if you have to go indoors. So it's not X's and O's. It's not, you know, how's my forehand feeling? How's my serve feeling? It's literally, hey, this is our last weekend on the road. This is our last away match before we have, you know, a great 4 matches at home. We got to give everything we have. We got to empty the tank this weekend because they're playing for their postseason at this point. So you have two teams colliding, and we're on the road. So inherently we are already a little bit of a underdog in that mental, emotional, framework. And yeah, we have to empty the tank. So this week is not about, you know, I got to do more forehands or backhands, or I got to work on this serve. It is literally, how do I get myself as a team and as a group ready to go in on Sunday, and come out with a win.
Do you look at lineup changes at this point, or do you say, hey, listen, we had a tough weekend. We've got another one coming up. There's no reason to change things around at this point.
You know, I've always been a coach, you know, and I recruit these guys. And then I say this to them, you know, I'm not a coach that's going to hold players back that are having success, because in the end, I think that's a scared mentality. You know, you want to see every one of your players, whether they're playing one, whether they're playing six or out of the lineup, progressing and pushing, you know, upwards. So yeah, we will look at, you know, the lineup and we'll see, hey, you know, a guy like Billy, he's had a lot of success. Is it going to do us, you know, better as a team that you move them up a spot, you know, or like you said, maybe with the matchups this week. But ultimately, like I said, we always have that long-term mentality as coaches and say, you know what, like he's been playing some great tennis. He's been showing, you know, just a great sense of mental stability and belief in himself on the court. And, you know, when you flip it on the other side, maybe some guys that aren't having as much success or still trying to find it, if you lower them in the lineup, maybe they end up finding that success and that belief in themselves. So, you know, we'll take a look at it, you know, before tomorrow as we submit lineups. And, you know, the other thing that hurt us this weekend is not having Raul Dobai in the doubles, you know. So we had to, you know, at the last minute, you know, sub some people in, move some teams around. And ultimately, you know, that's a tough ask, you know, on day of match and right up at the last moment. So, you know, hoping to get him back healthy and because we're a different team when he's in the lineup and they're playing at one, him and Finn.
Appreciate the visit, Coach. Wish you all the best. Safe travels this week. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on this week in Auburn Men's Tennis.